This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Well, hey, good morning. Welcome back to Up North News Radio, unabashedly Wisconsin, brought to you by Courier Newsroom and carried by our friends here on the Civic Media Radio Network. 7:06 on this Thursday morning, November 7th. Nice to have you along today. Coming up this hour, it's our usual visit with our friends from Motherhood for Good, Nicole Slavin and Kate Duffy. We'll talk about a rough election night in terms of the outcomes that they had been working toward and hoping for, with reminders to do two things. One, take care of yourself. It's okay to take a step back, but don't walk away. There will still be things to do. There is still good reason to be involved. There are plenty of people who would like nothing more than for you to just give up and walk away. So we'll talk to them about that. We will talk to Luke Mathers as well. But first, we will talk to Brittany Merlot, who joins us along with Greg Bach on this Thursday morning. Brittany's back after putting on her reporter cap and covering some of the election night festivities that were going on. And so now we head into a post-election time with a reminder, oh yeah, it's November. Here are all these temperatures in the 30s for the bus stop today. 37 in Lake Wissota, 39 in Hayward and in Wausau and in La Crosse. Amory's at 38, Wisconsin Rapids 36, Green Bay 38, Madison 36, Waukesha 34, and Radio Park at 41 degrees. Brittany, where do we go from here?
Up and up. We've got some nice sunshine moving in, a high pressure starting to clear those clouds. I know there is still some dense fog over into Polk, St. Croix, and Pierce counties, also into Tomahawk and Phillips. So drive safe this morning, but otherwise that'll clear over here within the next hour or two. The sun will make its way through all throughout the state as this high pressure settles in. Highs today will hit the low 50s to mid 50s. And then tomorrow we get even warmer. We go to the mid-50s to near 60 degrees further south. A ton of sunshine will be out there. And then we'll start to see some clouds increasing as we go into our Saturday and the weekend. Still hanging on to the low to mid-50s all weekend long. And then some rain hits by Saturday night and into Sunday.
Okay. Brittany, thank you so much. Let's see. From Rob in Tigerton, good morning. It's clear, 36 degrees. When I went to Shawano yesterday, I was thinking about when I volunteered for Kristen Lyerly's campaign. It brought back memories of 30 years ago when I was involved with the Highway 29 cross-state four-lane highway project and was writing letters, going to public information meetings, and staying engaged to get things done. And I feel it's the same thing after the elections, is to stay engaged with the issues. Absolutely, Rob. And he goes on to say, it was so wonderful to meet Brittany and Melissa in Appleton on Tuesday night. You have a fan club.
We do. It was so much fun to see Dr. Lyerly, to meet Rob, and me and Melissa were just stoked. We had a great night.
Aw.
See, it was cool to see him.
Greg and I were locked in a radio studio in Madison. They got to let us out now and then, Greg.
They do. And I will say, Rob, he brought you up, Greg. He's like, I'm drinking water. Look. And I was like, yes, I will tell Greg.
That's not just a Rob thing, everybody. Everyone drink your water.
Absolutely.
Yes. Have your water, not just coffee. Another thing I discovered when I was down in Madison, they have these cookie stores. I'm holding up the small pizza box, but there was no pizza in this. Cookies. There's a lot of these places. This one was Insomnia, but there's Crumble, and there's a couple of others like that. These are things we don't have here in Little Chippewa Falls, these little pizza boxes full of fresh, warm cookies.
Insomnia, too. A clever name.
Well, Insomnia, yeah, especially coming off election night, and yet I couldn't really sleep because I had such a sugar buzz going from all of the chocolate chip cookies that I was eating. But it was nice to be on the road and to see some folks. Glad you had a good time, Brittany. Have a wonderful day.
You too, thanks.
All right. Again, this is a bye week both for the Packers and for the Badger football team, but that doesn't mean all the sports isn't happening. For example, the Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team, their season's underway, and they will be hosting Montana State. Coverage tonight starts at 6 on Civic Media stations in Amory, in Rapids, in Racine, Kenosha, in Richland Center, and on the Civic Media app. The Badger men's hockey team will host the Minnesota Gophers Friday at 6:30, Saturday at 5:30 on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids and on the app, which is also the place where you can catch all kinds of high school sports from stations around the country. Head over to the Civic Media app, get it downloaded, and learn much more. From an Up North News standpoint, of course, you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com and click subscribe up in the top banner there, and you'll be all set with an early morning delivery of news and features from Christina Laurie, who put things together. Sharita Booker, our social media manager, puts things on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok. She's got an article on Facebook up about the story behind Wisconsin's iconic Mars Cheese Castle, its roots going back to October of 1947. So you can go check that out on the Up North News social media page. You can also follow us, like I said, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. If you're watching us on Facebook or YouTube right now, you can see our handles right there. Up North News WI. For most of these platforms, except for TikTok, where all you got to look up is Up North News. As I was looking at some of the texts and other messages that have come in the comment sections and things like that, one that stuck out at me was listening to people who are very unhappy about the election results. And here it is. It was Angie on Facebook who writes simply, "Wow. Give him a chance before the sob story starts." Angie, we did. It was called his first term in office, and it was a disaster that somehow has been memory-holed through the pandemic and through a sane washing campaign by right-wing media of amazing proportions, for people to forget about the chaos and to think things were actually better 4 years ago. Now, I'm not talking 7 and 8 years ago when the economy was better pre-pandemic, because he had nothing to do with that. That was all the Obama administration setting it up and handing it to him on a platter, just as, you know, we're handing him the economic resurgence enjoyed under the Biden administration. Now, as we discussed with Joe Sopecki last hour, the things that are done to fix an economy, you don't turn an aircraft carrier on a dime. But as it's turning, you have plenty of opportunity to disagree about the course that is going on. And so the economy is going to be better and better in the coming year, unless Trump does something to screw it up, and he definitely could do it. But what we need people to stop doing is stop wishing for fantasy Trump that is going to do all these unifying things that are going to benefit all Americans. Because, again, he had a chance to do that. He told us in 2016 that he was going to go after Wall Street. Remember that? He said, "I'm an inside guy from Wall Street. I know how things work, and I know how to make it work for the middle class." And he did nothing of the sort. He rewarded them with tax cuts geared toward the wealthy that blew a $2 trillion hole in the deficit. Fantasy Trump was going to give us a big, beautiful health care plan to replace the Affordable Care Act, and he never proposed anything. Fantasy Trump said, "I'm a builder. I'm going to build things, and we're going to create so many jobs. It's going to be Infrastructure Week." And then next week was Infrastructure Week. And then next week was Infrastructure Week. And he didn't propose a thing. The only thing he accomplished was a tax cut bill. Otherwise, he was starting trade wars, both with hostile nations and our adversaries and our allies. And that just simply drove prices up for American consumers and cratered markets for American farmers. And the only reason farmers didn't go under was that Trump, again, using deficit spending, sent billions of dollars in checks to American farmers to make up for the tariffs. He's not special. He wasn't special in his first term. He's not going to be Fantasy Trump in the second term. He wants to be Viktor Orban of Hungary, who did what he could to go after press adversaries, adversaries in education circles, rig elections. He wants to be his buddy Putin or dictator Xi from China. His jobs plan is another tax cut for the rich, which won't create jobs. His inflation plan, all he talked about, he won because he kept talking about inflation and how people still feel like prices are too high. His inflation plan is higher prices through tariffs. Those tariffs are going to increase prices. He kept lying to people and they bought it, saying that, oh, the foreign countries are going to be paying these tariffs. No, they're not. His government efficiency plan is to fire civil servants who are federal government employees who do not have to swear any kind of an oath to a party or a president, and replace the civil service with people who do have to swear an oath of allegiance to the president of the United States. So it's going to be all political cronies who will find ways to do favors for those folks who were Trump supporters and to drag their feet to people who are not Trump supporters. His health care plan involves the state courts because, in the case of abortion care, for example, we now have a checkerboard. Depending on which side of a state line you're in, a state court may have decided that women have rights. You step over the line, another state court and legislature have determined that you have restrictions, not rights. And to any degree that he can do that with more of healthcare and send it to the states under the guise of states' rights is a win for him. Although, again, just yesterday on Fox News, his daughter-in-law, who chairs the National Republican Party, was talking about wishing for one of the first things they may do is nationalize elections. Again, under the guise of streamlining them. But right now we have purposefully a decentralized election run by clerks all over the country who then report their local results. If you put it all under one national bureaucracy run by Donald Trump, you're going to finally understand what people were talking about when saying democracy was at risk. We're not going to be getting Fantasy Trump. We're going to be getting somebody who's going to be using executive orders to do serious damage starting right away on January 20th, and we have to be prepared to stand up to that and resist in any way we can. More after this. You're Up North.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. With a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot.
Joni Mitchell is 81 years old today. You can catch today's history lesson every morning at 6:50 here on Up North News Radio. Greg, you were telling me that we got a call coming in, and boy, we love when people listen to us on the radio, but apparently people actually want to see our mugs.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. It's Dave from, Dave's a good guy. Dave has a question. He wants to know where he can find your mugs. Dave from New Berlin's on the phone. Dave, you want to look at us while we're talking?
Yeah. Oh, Dave, say that again, Dave. Are you there?
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, okay. Heard a little garble on the line there.
Well,
so,
Pat, Dave, what? Direct him. Where can he go?
I'm happy to do that. Dave, first I have to ask, I don't know anything about your eyesight or anything. Are you sure you want to see us?
Yes, I watch Jane and Greg every day.
Okay. Where do you watch Jane and Greg? Do you watch them through Facebook or YouTube or something else?
on YouTube.
On YouTube. All right. The way to watch this program on YouTube is to head over to the Up North News YouTube page. So you just got to search. I would search for Up North News WI. You know, the thing about YouTube is they don't make it easy. There's not like this easy web address that we can give you. So it's best just to tell you to head to YouTube and search for Up North News WI. And then you'll find the Up North News page. And then you click on live. There's all these different tabs, you know, playlists and videos and blah, blah, blah. Hit the one that says live and you'll see all of our radio shows every day. And you can click on those. Is that something you think you might be interested in doing for us as well, Dave?
I just went there. I'm right in front of a computer right now, so I see it right now.
Hey!
But I'm not going to turn it on just yet because I don't want no feedback.
Good man. Good man, yeah. Dave.
Yeah, Dave knows this. Dave in New Berlin. Dave, thank you so much. And for folks as well, not just the YouTube, but on Facebook, the Up North News Facebook page, and the Civic Media Facebook page as well. So there's the three options for watching us through video. Dave, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Thanks.
Really appreciate him calling in. Apparently there's reasons to watch. Tony writes on YouTube from up in Ashland, every day I wonder what flannel Pat will be wearing. Well, guilty.
And what variation of a Brewers outfit is Greg going to wear?
What Brewers t-shirt will Greg be wearing here? I was given a little grief about election night. Todd was planning to wear a suit, so I had to go get a suit coat to put over one of these shirts because I haven't worn a solid color shirt and tie and suit coat probably since I was running for Congress in 2012 and then in the legislature before that and as a TV anchor for many years. I had well over 100 ties and then like 7 or 8 suits that I'd rotate through. And I missed that. I liked wearing suits. I was one of those weirdos that actually liked wearing suits. But now that I'm not in the game of needing to wear a suit every day, I don't know if I'll buy another one at this point, you know?
I'd like to
it's a different world out there.
Yeah, I'd like to have two suits. I'd like to have a fancy suit that maybe like is like for funerals or whatnot. Like
Marion and Barion.
Marion and Barion. Yeah. And then one that's like casual where it doesn't have to have a tie, but like maybe like a 3-piece with a nice vest and just, yeah. Because, you know, I'm always wearing t-shirts.
Well, but again, if your job allows for that, if it's comfortable, if you're working in a hot box, which a lot of these studios are with all that equipment,
yeah,
you know, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Should we have maybe we need a dress up day?
Oh, I was going to say old timey radio day. White shirt, thin black tie, and just always looking serious, no matter what. Like yes. Ah, this story came out and breaking news and the Etzel is being recalled.
Now you've taken dress up day too far here. Now we're just going into a time warp. White tie and tails for doing a radio broadcast. So I'm glad we could tell people about finding Up North News that way. And of course, we're talking about the website, upnorthnewswi.com. And I wanted to talk about that for a moment because there's been a lot of emphasis coming out of this election about, you know, what's to blame for people believing that a convicted felon who's only taken care of millionaires would somehow take care of regular Americans. And we know that there's a conservative right-wing media bubble that is immense that started, you know, about 40 years ago now, nearly 40 years ago with Rush Limbaugh. And it grew from there to some of these programs that I don't know that they could tell the truth if you put a gun to their head. But they'll say anything for ratings. They'll say anything for political advancement. And progressives, for the longest time, just threw up their hands and said, oh, nobody's going to listen to that. Nobody's going to believe that. Until they did. And so if folks are willing to get their information from Joe Rogan rather than journalists, that's an issue. And it's why some journalists helped start Courier Newsroom, parent company to Up North News, and why you have some fine journalists working now for Civic Media as well. And so for people who are like, well, you know, you guys have been around for 5 years and look how bad the election was, you know, maybe what you're doing isn't working. I say, we're just getting started. We're just a couple of years into this. People are just now learning about Up North News, about the radio show, about the social media posts, about the daily newsletter, the website stories. And that's something that's not going to stop just because Election Day didn't go the way that we would have liked. We've been through all kinds of elections up and down, but the work simply has to continue because otherwise we're going to be faced with a world where people are always believing you when somebody tells you they're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats, and whatever else they want to make up so that once they're in power, they can do the other things they want to do. Again, I said before, with all the anti-trans ads out there, there's no interest in running any kind of legislation like that. And if they do, it'll be designed simply to belittle, bully, and segregate a lot of nice, innocent people. They're not going after any predators. They don't care about that. They care about their own, taking care of their own wealth and their own buddies, and will say whatever they can at election time. The alternative is to have fact-based, left-of-center media, newsrooms, talk shows that don't make stuff up, that talk about the issues candidly and help inform voters for the elections of the future that we hopefully will have. We'll talk to our friends at Motherhood for Good next. You're Up North.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Welcome back to Up North News Radio on this Thursday morning, November 7th, coming off of an election campaign, a long year, and the next one isn't that far away. We'll be doing state Supreme Court. And also, I forgot, State Superintendent Jill Underley will be running for another term at the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. So there will be things to talk about right after the first of the year. But let's just set that aside for now. Our friends Kate Duffy and Nicole Slavin from Motherhood for Good are here. How are you guys? seriously, Nicole, you can go first.
You know, it's just kind of one of those things. You just have to take it in and drink your water and sit on the couch and stare into the abyss for a bit. And then more importantly, reach out to your community. Like I will say, the thing that struck me very quickly is how many people reached out to me to ask if I was okay, which I was like so worried about all these other people. So what struck me very quickly is that we care. We have this network, and that's the base that you're going to need for the work that comes next.
That really was what a lot of yesterday was about. People reaching out and getting that sense of community and caring. Kate, I hope you had that same positive part of the day.
Yeah. I mean, I talked to so many people yesterday, and, you know, I think part, you know, people look to us also, you know, as kind of community leaders to make them feel okay and talk about what's next. And we've built up this like wonderful community at Motherhood for Good. So it was helpful to me even to like, you know, wallow for a little bit, but then really go into the mode of, you know, talking to all these people and, you know, telling them, yeah, it's going to be rough, but we're going to make it through together. And there are things we can do to keep moving forward. And this is how politics is, you know, it swings back and forth. Of course, this time is particularly scary for a number of very valid reasons, but, you know, we're going to keep moving forward. It's never, ever over. Yeah.
I think that, I mean, look, this would have been a not fun set of election results anyway, but I think in a way we kind of set ourselves up for further disappointment in that after the Dobbs decision, which was, of course, an earthquake and drew an immediate backlash in state after state, red state after red state, voters showed up and said, no, we want to protect abortion rights. Even in Florida this week, the referendum failed, but it got 57% of the vote in Florida, you know, but it didn't hit the 60% threshold needed down there to amend the state constitution. And I think with all those successes, it seemed almost, well, it kind of felt inevitable that it was going to lead to Kamala Harris on, you know, codifying Roe v. Wade. And without any real setbacks since Dobbs, here's the first one, and it's, Nicole, it's a big one, and it sucks, but Kate's right, the work goes on.
It's so true, and I think the biggest call-out on all of this is the actual issues. People care about the issue. It's you know, if you strip the political party and the person running for election away from it, generally speaking, most people agree with the policies that the more progressive party is trying to forward. My sister lives in Missouri. She was very happy to see both minimum wage, paid sick time leave, and the abortion proposition be passed. So I think at the issue level, that is where the work needs to be. And what I would encourage everyone is to find something locally, get connected to ground-based level in your community, because the people that are going to be affected most by what's about to happen with a Trump presidency are the people who are most at risk and will be hit the hardest. So I would just encourage everybody to please get out there and start doing that work.
I'm glad you mentioned the Missouri ballot initiatives, though, because one of the things that was making people's heads explode yesterday was that people in these states were voting yes on these very progressive issues, and yet also voting for Trump or voting out two really good Democratic senators in Sherrod Brown in Ohio and John Tester in Montana, even as, again, they were embracing the policies. But so there's definitely something there about the Democratic Party brand, that these issues that they hold dear are popular and get passed, but the party itself finds itself, you know, with an image problem. And I talked about that in the last segment, and we'll deal with that another time in terms of the media system that's out there for the right wing, and all the groups that are out there. But you guys are part of the remedy for this, along with Up North News and Civic Media and a whole host of other things. So You're saying, Kate, you're keeping the band together.
I have so much to say about this. If yesterday I was sad, this morning I woke up with a fire in my belly. And I want to be careful with my words here, because I am going to talk about this, but I want to do it in a way that's effective. But I think the Democratic Party and just like the other, you know, media entities that are aligned with it have a real reckoning in terms of how they're messaging to people and how that messaging is reaching people. Because yeah, like you said, in a blind taste test, people like Democratic policies. They're struggling with electing the politicians. And, you know, yes, we are a part of that, but we are full on grassroots. And I have to say that means like full on unfunded. And the systems that are set up on the right are not only incredibly well-funded and well-supported, but they've been building up this infrastructure for more than 10 years. And I think we need to have a real conversation about how to reach and speak with real Americans.
I couldn't agree more. We've gone through this with other cycles, certainly after 2010, for example, was another cycle where we did that. And it's a much more partisan political discussion about, you know, the Democratic Party, what it stands for, and that people like some of the positions, they don't like some of the others. They feel like it's gone too far in, oh Lord, I hate this word, wokeness, which, you know, again, for folks who aren't familiar with the show here, and I can't say the whole word on the radio, those folks that like to denigrate the word woke is very simple. Woke means don't be an a-hole to other people. It's that simple. And if you're yelling about wokeness, then you got to look inside. But the point remains, there are people that don't think that some of those things should be as high a priority as, you know, economic issues should be. I don't envy anybody who is a state party chair, because you're going to get all these conflicted messages, just as there are there. People are as mad at Joe Biden as they are mad at the people who they feel pushed Joe Biden out. And we don't know what the right answer is, and we don't care. We're talking here about, you know, how we move forward from here. And I think after this week, Kate and Nicole, it's kind of a case, Nicole, of saying, okay, all right, how do we make this productive and forward-looking? And I imagine that's what you and Kate and some of the other folks will be doing as you look to 2025.
Yep, you're exactly right. For me, I'll tell you, my day yesterday started with a call at 6 a.m. from my college student who is non-binary, which is a parenting moment there is no playbook for, of how do you tell your kid it's going to be okay when you don't know it's going to be okay? So for me, yeah, you just do the work. You jump in and you make the world safe for the people who need it to be safe. First of all, there's going to be a lot of people affected. And on those issues, we can start that right now. We were already starting it. We're already doing it. So you're exactly right. How do we become more inclusive? Our messaging needs to be more appealing to more people. It can't just be all of the same people. So you're exactly right. We will jump in and start doing that work to get connected.
And I do want to add to what I was saying before. I just want to clarify that I think Kamala Harris was an incredible candidate, like amazing. And I have had the chance to meet her twice, and she's so wonderful and warm and down to earth. And we are devastated that she lost. And even at the state level, there's so many candidates. So the issues I'm like kind of bringing to the surface don't have to do with the candidates. It's about like the consultants and messaging decisions and carefulness behind the scenes. I think, you know, the reason conservatives won is, for better or for worse, they found out how to talk to people like regular people and get on their level.
Oh, sure. There's a lot about the lingo. There's a lot about accessibility. There's a particular candidate who lost their race this week that I'm very frustrated with, that they're, you know, they were freewheeling, always willing to engage until, you know, the campaign got serious and you bring in a manager and consultants, and suddenly it was shut them up and don't do any interviews, don't get any exposure. And, you know, that to me was a huge mistake in what had been a huge race. But we have to go, you know, forward and look at how we can affect change from here. But it starts at home. And Kate, I don't mean to pick on you, but you're the one with the young kids here. And we saw more than a few posts yesterday of people having to talk to their children and break some news to them. And you talk about crash courses like you did a minute ago. You got that crash, or Nicole, you mentioned crash courses in parenting. It's talking to the little kids and saying and telling the story of, yeah, turns out there are setbacks, but that's not the end of the story. And that was a talk I'm sure you didn't want to have, and a whole lot of other moms didn't want to have this week, but this is what you do.
Yeah. And, you know, my 4-year-old Charlie, you know, I bring him to stuff with me. He's been to her rallies. He loves Kamala, and I was worried about telling him. And as a 4-year-old does, he kind of brought me back to life, because I sat him down. I said, I got to tell you something. You know, Kamala isn't going to be president. And he goes, did she die? And I said, no, she didn't die. It's just the other guy won, and she's not going to be in charge anymore. So he was very relieved to know that she's alive and well, which I guess is good perspective. But the other thing is, then we're working with him on, you know, personal space and bodily autonomy, just in terms of, like, you know, if somebody tells you to stop. And he goes, well, I know she's not going to be in charge, but at least she's in charge of her own body, because everybody's the boss of their own body, right? And I'm like, you know, you got to half lie there, you know, and be like, yep, bud, she's going to be the boss of her own body, which
is not always going to be the case from a legal standpoint, which is why the work has to go on. When my sister texted yesterday, one of my sisters texted and said, you know, where do we go from here? And the first thing that came to mind was I texted back, be an ally. You know, that's because, again, I'm going to be okay, but I don't have to be okay behind closed doors. I can go outside and I can be an ally for those who are going to get bullied otherwise, who are going to get treated unfairly. You can go speak out against proposed, you know, book bans and other school policies. So, Nicole, I'm sure when your members gathered together, you had one set of activities for the election, but you're still going to be looking for new ways to increase civic engagement, you know, that isn't in an election season.
You're exactly right. Show up. That's literally, I think I wrote show up in more text messages yesterday than I ever have used that phrase. But there are people who are going to need us. And you're exactly right. For many of us, we will be okay. But those of us who are not, those are the people we need to stand up for and be visible and be vocal about it. Just stop this concern of using your voice. Just let it go. We're here. That it already happened. Like, you just need to show up at this point. It's that important.
Yeah. Kate, I can't even imagine anybody called you and said they're walking away, because you guys are just such good motivators. So I'm sure it was just a lot of counseling, but not actually telling people not to withdraw entirely.
Well, no. And you know what? Like, the followers started increasing, got a bunch of new newsletter signups, which, you know, tells me people are ready to work. And, you know, we've been around now for 2.5 years, and elections have always just been part of what we do. Our whole mission is to get moms and women engaged between cycles and build out that infrastructure and make people, you know, informed and engaged, so that when these like critical elections come around in Wisconsin, which they always do, that they're easier to plug in and we don't have to ramp people up again. So there's going to be a ton of work to do, not only with the Supreme Court election, but we're going to have a lot of work to do with like calling members of Congress about legislation and stuff with this next administration. And we will have plenty for people to do.
I would imagine with the state budget as well, because yes. now you have much more realistic majorities.
Yep.
For Republicans in the Assembly and Senate, and they can't just do a my way or the highway thing, or they're going to get, more of them are going to get pinged off in 2026. So, Nicole, we can probably close on that note, that when we start talking about the state budget, there will be plenty of engagement going on there.
You're exactly right. And they work for us. So it is our civic duty to hold them accountable and make sure that they are doing that work. And so, to Kate's point, yeah, stay tuned. We will certainly be helping people along the way in there.
Exactly. And let me address one thing that came in on the text line from Lynn in Oconomowoc, talking about the, you know, the Republicans basically creating the Democrats' image, lying in there and talking about the media. Lynn, we're going to talk a lot about the media tomorrow with Mark Jacob. No doubt about that. So we'll save the media discussion for another time. But from the standpoint of parenthood and civic engagement, Kate, Nicole, you guys are absolute heroes, and I cannot thank you enough for all you've done and that you're going to keep doing it. So thank you. Rest well. We'll talk in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good. Bye.
All right. Take care. Luke Mathers is coming up next. You're up north.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Figured we'd wrap things up with the Rolling Stones again from Undercover, their album that came out on this day. God, what year did I say it was now?
1983.
Yes. Yeah, that's correct, Greg. Yes. Thank you for that.
You know, and you said this is your favorite album from them?
No, I said Undercover of the Night is my favorite song from them.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
Yes. Luke Mathers joins us as well. Luke, well, let's just start right there. Luke, you got a favorite Rolling Stone song?
Ooh.
and by the way, because of the Packers, you can't say Start Me Up. Because that's what everybody
was saying. Yeah, that's kind of a cliche one. She's a Rainbow is really, really good. I just do love it got really popular when it was included in Ted Lasso as Higgins and his wife's song. But so for a while there, that was all I could listen to, because it's an earworm. Once it gets stuck in there, just the instrumental aspect to it is always a big fan of, or like, I'm a big fan of that. And as a band nerd, it's just fun when you hear like kind of the little xylophone, and yeah, it's good.
Good, good. And then my next question for you was, how giddy were you on the inside? You were trying so hard to look cool and professional on the outside. How cool was it when we finally got to talk to Chef Dan Jacobs for the segment that aired on Tuesday?
I don't think I could hide it at all. It was evident from me hearing it in the playback, Pat, that I was clearly giddy.
you were a fan all the way.
It was very exciting. We had been reaching out to Dan's team for some time, and just, you know how those things go. Schedules are pretty hectic, and I was glad we were able to have him on before the election.
Yeah. So we talked about YouTube earlier. If you can either catch our show on the Up North News YouTube page, you can go back and look at Tuesday's show, or of course through Civic Media, through civicmedia.us, you can look at all the past episodes. Go back to Tuesday's. We talked to Chef Dan at 6:30 on Tuesday morning, and that was, like I said, a lot of fun. And it was really fun on the playback when Tony up in Ashland made sure to put in a comment there for Greg about, you know, if who his favorite chef testant was. So
yeah, that was great.
See how many times you can speak that word in before that was, the year.
And I'm so happy. I'm bursting with fruit flavor right now. It's wonderful.
It's just wild to me, Pat, to think that that season of Top Chef happened only earlier this year.
Like I
that,
know.
That premiered earlier here in 2024.
It's, yeah, it's what a year it's been.
Yeah.
That, and, well, that's the thing we have to start working on now at radio stations, TV stations, things like that, is kind of our end of the year, you know, look backs and look aheads. A lot of us learn the hard way. If you wait until like the last 2 weeks of December, no, that's not going to work out for you. You actually have to start now. And that's definitely going to be a part of it, was the fun that we had. Who are you picking on over there? I forgot Luke's dog's name. But
Aurora.
There must Aurora. Be somebody coming up to the house because they don't normally get this bad. I apologize. But Aurora and Remy are letting somebody know.
Oh, that's okay. We're very good with furry doorbells with cute noses, you know. Oh. So. That's so nice. So yeah, we'll definitely be talking about that in the end of the year recap. We got through election night relatively unscathed. You know, it was very interesting to build an entire studio just for election night. I haven't publicly yet thanked you, all the engineers, everybody behind the scenes who helped make that work. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, the broadcast went over really, really well. We wanted to have as many of the contributing voices that we have here at Civic Media help partake in the coverage of statewide, because at our core, that's what we want to do. We want to deliver real news and great conversations to our listeners across the state of Wisconsin. And I fear that we're having a lot of news deserts and a lot of information deficits around not only the communities here in Wisconsin, but around the country. And to be able to come together and put on a broadcast that had statewide results and tried to cover as many of the different aspects that were on the ballot on Tuesday, live in real time, with contributors from southeastern Wisconsin to the central Wisconsin to Northwoods to all the congressional races, the Senate race, and the presidential results coming in. It takes a lot of people. And so hats off to all of everybody that contributed and everybody a part of the Civic Media team on Tuesday night, because the election coverage was really, really good.
Yes, it was. And I was very honored to be asked to be a part of it. And so now we can look ahead to other matters. The Bucks get back in action tonight. They won their first game and then lost the next six.
Yeah.
Is it time to push the panic button here, buddy?
I think it's still way too early for that. I have a feeling that there's still a ripple effect from the Budenholzer Coach Bud being fired. Yes. Yeah, it's too early. It's
Buttigieg. It's pronounced Buttigieg.
Budenholzer.
How right. fun would that be?
Honestly, I almost forgot that it was Thursday morning, guys, and I was really glad that I got here.
Oh, you know, I started the show going, maybe we don't have elections on Tuesdays anymore.
Yeah,
because it's just the whole rest of the week. You just
a strange thing. Yeah, yeah
it is.
But since that firing, there's been a lot of just ripple effects from the coaching staff to the major trade of Drew Holiday, or sending Drew Holiday to Portland to get Damian Lillard, and just the fact that it happened so close to the start of last season that the chemistry was just off. They haven't been able to stay healthy. Giannis has already missed his first game for kind of rest. It's going to be
Tony asks up in Ashland on YouTube, have they traded Giannis yet?
I don't know if my body could take over that heartbreak. Giannis, I want to erect statues in Milwaukee for him, because I hope that he always stays a Milwaukee Buck.
I would hope so. That would be a franchise killer, I just have to say. Mr. Mathers, thank you. It was a great week. Good to see you. Have a great day. Mr. Bach is back in 2 hours for Matt and Air on Air, so stay tuned for that. And thanks to all of you for joining us today. Thanks to our friends from Motherhood for Good and Joe Zepecki. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Have a wonderful Thursday. We will see you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. here up north.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.